Today, we travel to Provincetown to visit an old shingled building along Commercial Street, right in the heart of town. It's set back from the galleries, cafes, and other buildings along the busy street, and the structure has clearly seen better days. But for the past 100 years, this nondescript building has been a sort of second home for many of the country's most famous artists. It's called the Beachcombers Club, and Bill Evall is the club's current skipper.
You might notice there's a nautical theme here.
Evall says many of the noted artists of the late 19th and early 20th century studied in Europe. He says once many of them made their marks in cities like Paris or Munich, they'd go to live and paint in small seaside villages or pensions.
These pensions would often be built around an evening dinner, and they'd be out in the field painting all day, and then they'd come back and have dinner and talk about art or whatever they felt like talking about.
When World War I broke out, many of these artists returned to the U.S., and hundreds of them came to Provincetown.
They remembered Provincetown as a seaside village with a European flavor, and they all started coming back here to stay out of the way of the conflict that was going on. So the Beachcombers also did the same thing. They were formed basically around the dinner parties that were held by mostly Fred Marvin, who was one of the original members. And he'd host these dinner parties for his artist friends. And this building had been an old rigging loft. And it was a long, narrow building on a long wharf that went way out into the harbor.
Whoever owned the wharf building abandoned it and left town, leaving it in such poor condition, Evall says, that it was about to fall off the pier.
So what happened was this loose band of artists was able to band together and buy a building in this building.
About how many artists are we talking about?
At that time, there was probably maybe 40 guys, you know.
Who would be some of the names through the years, Bill, in the last 100 years, who notable artists?
Well, Charles Hawthorne was one of the biggest, of course, and William Paxton and Richard Miller, George Elmer Brown.
What are the prerequisites, if that's even the right word, for joining a club like this?
Membership is by invitation. The criteria is to be an artist or to be involved in the arts. The harder somebody lobbies for membership, the more difficult it is for them to gain membership. Once a week, one of the members volunteers to cook for the whole gang. Mm-hmm. And he'll cook whatever he can. And you never know what you're going to get. It's potluck. Sometimes you get the best gourmet meal you could ever have. And other times you get something you wouldn't really want to feed to the dog.
Now, aside from the weekly dinners that you have here, Bill, are there any other things that go on here as far as do people, any of the artists work here with studio space?
There's a studio that we give to one member who becomes the cabin boy. His duties are to clean up after the dinners. And in exchange for that arduous task, he gets to have a studio.
Coming in here today, there's virtually nothing on the outside that would indicate what this place is. Do you get people in the summer sort of passing by wondering, you know, what's in that building? Or do you get people walking in? Or how does that work?
Most people just pass by and don't even notice it. Yeah. And that's the way we've liked it for many, many years. So it's much simpler because the idea of the social club is just a place to unwind. Everybody's got busy lives and they're working hard usually. You want to come down and you don't want to have to do a lot of work, or you don't want to have to, you just want to have to relax, let off a little steam, have some fun, maybe have some good conversations with fellow artists. That's essentially it.
The Beachcombers Club celebrated its 100th anniversary last year. For WCAI's Hidden History, I'm Brian Morris.